2 years ago I spoke with you guys. Actually, much warmer, I was on the bus. I guess it was the last Pagan Fest?
Yeah, the Heathen Fest thing with Elevate.
Heathen Crusade or something like that, yeah.
November 2009, was that?
Yep.
Yeah.
So going into this interview, I'm thinking, last time I spoke to you guys, one of the more odd interviews. We were talking about, like, Nazi fish. And
hey, Brad!
There was evident
Chris.
Yeah, he started away, just painting in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, it was kind of bizarre. It was cool because it's, you know, not typical, not the same old thing over and over. But yeah, the Nazi fish thing.
We did a recent interview in the UK and we played an interview roulette. Spun the ball.
Spin the ball and saw the interviewer would ask a question. There's like about 20 of us sitting in the back bench of this bus, you know. Interviewer came in and sits down and said, okay, here's your interview Hailstorm. He said, no, we're going to play spin the bottle. So he asks a question, then we spun the ball, and whoever it landed at had to answer it. Whether or not they were in the band or just some fucking girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Which could go and not go so well
because
you guys don't know what they're saying.
We got pretty good responses. Quite funny.
So 2 years ago, one of the things I wanted to bring up is you had mentioned that you were working on and really wanted to put out some like 30-minute epic song. I don't think Death Throes really
counts. No, it didn't count.
So where are we at with that? I mean, before the album came out,
that was definitely an idea back then.
And
I was really wanting, like, I was thinking, right, I'll write an album with, like, maybe 3 Dickie pop songs, you know, these yo-ho-ho, 3-minute stuff, and then one gigantic epic, but it never happened.
Yeah, we made it to 15 minutes, and
then
K-pop, or
whole song. I mean, I think Death Throes, I tried to make it be that song, but it was 8 minutes long, 7 minutes 30, I mean, it's just, you know, a quarter of what it used to be.
Well, I should point out that at our station, we're in New Hampshire, you guys, Spectre Time was the second most played album on our station for all of 2011. We played the hell out of it. I mean,
that's pretty good.
We've been playing, since the demos, because we were big fans of those 2 demos you put out. And we still play those demos. Love those. Seriously, I know you're not big fans of them, but no, seriously, I love those demos. I mean, because, like, I love those. I mean, Terror on the High Seas. I prefer the demo version. Winches and Meat. I
don't even remember how they sound anymore.
Winches, I prefer on the demo. And what I like about what you've been doing is that Back Through Time, I think it definitely eclipses the first 2 records. Really dug the first record. Second record, I'm like, man, much better. I like Block Sales. I think it's much better. And then this one, I think blew Block Sales away. And I like the fact that, you know, it had a little more of the folk elements, more speed. And I was hoping you guys wouldn't try to go a little too far off to the sides, you know, like maybe trying a little something different that just didn't work.
Yeah, we know where our fans are, you know, we stick to the thing we do best. Like, we have these occasional adventures to the side, like the 2-second songs, the 8-minute black metal epics, you know, but there's always that core of, you know 4-minute high-speed folk songs about drinking, you know, that's what we do.
Well, you nailed it. Hopefully you're not getting to the point where you're tired of it, because I can see with something like this, if you do it enough, you kind of start to, it kind of starts to wear thin. I can even say for fans, you know, with some bands that I listen to, after a while, you're like, can we try something different?
I don't know, fans are strange. I mean, some, like half of them want to hear the same album every year without fail. Some of them want you to change completely, and you can't please anyone.
So thus you try to please yourselves.
Yeah, well,
and maybe the fans will like it, maybe they won't.
Yeah,
but I mean, you
gotta
please yourself.
We're happy with what we do, you know. The fans get what they get, you know.
Well, then now that it's been a while, you look back and think,
I don't look back anymore. I've stopped watching us in the past, as we were terrible.
Yeah. But I mean, I know some artists that after they've been separated from their music for a while, they're able to look back objectively and think, all right, that's not really what I was aiming for, you know. Do you hear, I mean, when you think back, it's like even Back Through Time, it's not been out that long, but you wrote them a couple of years ago. Do you feel that there's anything there
I'm happy with them.
Yeah.
I think for that. I mean, there's occasional things I think I wasn't so good, like, I think Barrett's Privateer is we're not talented enough to pull that
Thank
off.
You.
That's like a really hard.
I mean, I had ideas of going into the studio and doing these amazing 17-part harmonies and we'd sound so fantastic, but it was like, we can't sing.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing.
I think it's great.
It's got charm, certainly.
That's actually my favorite song on the record, is Barrett's. Yeah, and initially it was Buckfast, because I love how energetic it is.
I've been thinking about writing that song for, since, I think, the Heathen Fest, hasn't
that? Yeah, yeah.
I think that's where...
Buckfast Parishmash has been a song that's been in our heads for a long time. Actually, so was Barrett's Parishmash.
Barrett, yeah, it was actually, it was Harry.
It was on that Heathen Fest tour. No, it was...
It was Pagan Knights.
Yeah, it was...
Harry gave us...
But we all these tours, must, you must get confused.
Yeah, all the same day.
Heathen, Pagan, and...
That time we went out with Tyr.
Yeah, we toured America with Tyr, and... Harry was like, yo, he's a singer too. He's like, yo, you should cover this song, it's awesome. I was like,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, so we did.
And he came in and did the solo.
Well, what you're saying about vocals and that, I think it works. I think it's I think it works perfectly.
It's got a... With us, it's just it fits. I mean, the production helps. I think it's...
Yeah, Lasso really knows what he's doing, you know. He knows how we all sound. So
I think we've nailed our sound by now.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I hear that song. That could go as like the standard Alestorm song, I think. You know, I could hear that and think, that's the song they need to close their show with.
The thing is, you know, people would always say, yeah, you played Barrett's Privateers. We're like, okay, we played. And then we'd get to maybe halfway through verse 3, and everyone would go, oh, wait, this song's got 9 verses.
Right.
It's a bit long. Yeah. I've heard it already. And you can tell, like, when we play these long, slightly repetitive songs, like it's like that, or Leviathan, or some like pirate song, which are quite long. The crowd goes crazy for 30 seconds, and they go, God, how much more of this song do I have to say?
Yeah.
So do you tailor your life set to how the crowds are reacting?
Yeah, we want people to have fun. That's the most important thing. And I think we have fun when we see people having fun.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to play when you can see that people are enjoying themselves. It's like when you're getting like 4 or 5 minutes into a song and people are just standing there going, next, you're like,
You lose the will to play it.
It's just like, should we just
start? I like this song.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, please, you know?
Alright, well, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Of the songs that the fans really like, but you guys don't like playing, are there any? Like, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, but the fans love it. You know, you got to the point where Keelhauled, you don't play anymore? Or?
I still enjoy playing
Keelhauled. Because Keelhauled is always such a highlight of the set for most people, but
it's
still good fun to play because the crowd also is crazy, there's pits, there's sing-alongs, you know.
I mean, the songs that we don't like playing, we don't play. We only have...
Oh, okay, I want to hear it because it's probably all my favorite songs.
A lot
of the first album,
like Death Before Mass, Terror on the High Seas.
Oh, Terror, come on.
Terror's not so bad.
Death Before the Mass is a complete never.
It's a regrettable song.
Yeah.
It's written 5 minutes as a way to fill up an album.
It was pretty bad.
You know, since we're talking older stuff, I have to say, there's one problem I had with that first record. Mm-hmm. I like the songs, the production.
Yeah,
we didn't have any budget for
it. It's not that it sounds like there's no budget. There was something kind of dry about it. So when the next record came out, I'm like, sounds bad.
Well, we had
and third record. Yeah,
we used all the digital synth and that, didn't we?
Yeah, things for our second and third albums. All the brass was real, like played by a three-piece like brass ensemble to come in and layer up this shit, so it sounds like a huge-ass brass orchestra. That's amazing. The first album, it was, I got this cheap MIDI keyboard, played some stuff, and our old guitarist, who doesn't really know that much about keyboards here, he kind of arranged it all symphonically, and it sounds a bit naff, and it annoys me. Like, I think if we recorded our first album, like, did like a 10-year anniversary re-recording.
Yeah,
that sort of heretical thinking that people hate, you know.
I like when bands do that.
Do a bit of that.
Stuff. I like that.
I'll get to 2017, 2018 even.
Yeah, but I think we could, at least half of that album could sound amazing.
If we had the production we had from Back to Time for Captain Morgan, it would be amazing.
But some of the songs on it,
I can't even remember what's on that.
I mean, was Death for
the Mass. Oh, yeah, Death for the Mass. Of Treasure.
Of Treasure.
I think it's more of a...
This is cool song. I'd love to do a heavy version of that.
We have the ability to do it, but it's just we just don't ever rehearse. So.
I think we could do a full, you know, like metal version. Did you do that acoustic one on our first album, Of Treasure?
Of Treasure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've played that many times.
That's
been requested because it's such a highlight.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm always thinking that we could, just distort the guitars, add a big-ass drum beat, you know, it can sound cool. It'd be like a pirate song, but better, I think.
Yeah, I think, because pirate song's a bit too long, I think.
Like, well, if you ever...
It's a the songwriting, I think it's probably the finest lyrically song we've ever had. But
I mean, if Napalm comes calling for like an EP, I mean...
Exactly. I've been thinking about it.
We talked a couple years ago. I know the whole Leviathan EP was unfortunate, but, you know, if Napalm comes calling, that's a great way to...
Yeah, Leviathan is just timed, you know, I mean, like...
It was a bit...
It'd be good to maybe, like, next year, bring out an EP, and
just
wouldn't harm anyone, but, like, the thing with Leviathan was, it was, like, we had an album in, like, March 2011, and the next one... No, so 2008, 2009, and the EP somehow squeezed in the middle.
It did catch me by surprise when we got it. I'm like, wow, I wasn't expecting this.
We weren't given much notice for it, I don't remember.
It shouldn't have happened.
And it was just like, okay, there's a song we recorded.
There are situations in which an EP is a good idea, and that was not one of them.
Yeah.
Well, it got me set up for a second record. I remember you asking me, what's your favorite song on Black Salesman? I'm like, Leviathan, but I don't heard it before, so I was kind of used to it. And so when I'm listening to the record for the first time, I'm like, Leviathan.
It's still different, like the EP and the album
that's
version.
The EP version had keyboards, the album version had like brass orchestra. I was thinking if that EP hadn't happened, people would have gone like, wow! Listen to Leviathan, listen to Wolves of the Sea, all this cool shit. You know?
If it hadn't been out for 4 months already, you know.
Anyway, I think my favorite song on the second record is Black Sails. Are you playing that live?
Yeah, play it tonight.
You are?
It's the first time.
Didn't do it last time.
First time we played it in a little while, but yeah, it'll be good. Because we played last night and I think we were a bit short. And
yeah, there was
so we were like kind of on the stage
show. The whole show was running like an hour late and our set got caught. And we're like, fuck, let's do a random set list. But then we got to the end of our set list and we hadn't been kicked off stage yet. So we're like, what shall we play? Another song? Okay. Yeah.
Are you the kind of guys where if the kids out in the crowd are yelling a specific song, you can play it? I mean, do you know all of your stuff
pretty much.
You can pull it off?
Besides the ones, like, as we were saying earlier, like the ones we haven't rehearsed in forever, I think we can pretty much play everything we've written.
I would love to be able to play
properly everything.
What do you want to hear? Okay. Because I often find our set lists always gravitate around the same songs, but theoretically, we could do a set list of an hour and a half long of songs we never played.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be like,
do you find yourselves being one of those bands where you're kind of stuck with the songs that you know people are expecting to hear?
We've dropped a lot of the sort of more popular songs, I think, for this.
I've noticed we're playing an awful lot of our new album.
Yeah, it's
reassuring. Like, it's boring that when a band like only plays one song from the new album and forgets about it later. But actually, I think we're enjoying playing the new songs more than anything right now.
We have dropped a fair amount of older songs. I think we've got two songs from the first album.
What are you playing from the first one?
Wenches and...
Of course.
Nancy.
And Nancy, yeah.
Well, I guess those are the two most popular.
Exactly.
I know.
The old favourites.
I think we've not played Wenches once. Like, in our whole career, I think.
Yeah.
Like, when we get, like, crappy times and stuff. What are we doing from...
Well, I'll tell you what, mix it up a little. Drop Nancy, add Terror.
Yeah. Well, none of us can play Terror. Well, I definitely can.
Well, we could do that.
I mean, that's the kind of song that not just gets people into it, but, like, it gets the pit swelling, you know? It's, like, a really aggressive song. I mean, great riff, and...
The thing I say is, you know, we're not a thrash band, so we do have a couple of, you know, thrashy songs like, you know, the Terror in the High Seas, Death of the Mast, Black Sails at Midnight. You know, I think if we play too many of those songs in one set, it's not the Hailstorm sound, you know.
No, I know what you're saying.
So I think again, they're one of these kind of sleep diversion songs, you know, that deviates from the main theme of what we do.
So off the new record, you're playing a lot. Good reaction. I mean, yeah. I've read good feedback on it.
Yeah.
Granted, there are those people who they either like. Hailstorm is one of those bands you love. It's like no middle ground with you guys, with fans or critics.
That's what we found, you know. Yeah. There was a lot of. Basically, we knew the album was going to get the most polarized reviews ever, just because of one song about killing Vikings.
I have to speak, not from a guy in the media, but as a fan. I'm not talking like, I'm not speaking as a guy in the radio. I'm just talking as a fan. Honestly, most of that discussion about the whole Viking pirate thing, honestly, it's really come from you guys. I don't think really anybody cares.
No,
seriously, it's like no one really cares. And if anything, they think, okay, there's something
cool there. We had a lot of hate mail.
We had a lot of hate mail.
People were like, People seeing their pagan Viking ancestors, and they used to be a fan, but now they're not anymore.
It's fairy tales anyway, so...
And is it the same six kids doing this?
The thing is, it's just like, I haven't heard anything. Everyone's like, oh man, tourists are gonna kick your ass. It's like, we've been friends with them for years. We know them.
I have to wait up these people that are not even familiar. Anybody who's familiar with theirs, I mean, dude, no offense, but do I really take anything you guys do that seriously?
That's the thing. Some people do. There's the band Who We Are, which is just four guys playing songs about drinking and piracy. And then there's the band that some people see who think we're historical reenactors, you know, like embracing the heritage of our ancestors through guitars.
I remember somebody wrote a review for Metal Camp 09. Where we played on the main stage, they didn't even go and watch us, and they wrote something about like us wearing our stupid pirate gear and pantaloons and stuff.
Yeah, you
like,
guys mentioned that last time.
It was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, somebody, I remember that.
Like, of course he went and watched us, because we were clearly in, you know, in pirate garb. Shorts and everything.
Yeah, I'm dressed in fucking Hawaiian shorts.
I can't even picture you guys. I mean, I've seen you enough to know that I can't even picture you wearing that kind of stuff. Although I've seen you in a frilly shirt before, so I mean, you've come close enough.
I think these days we just stick to a kind of a demure, just black look.
We go out and we're all business.
I used to go for neon yellow pants and stuff, but now I'm just like black jeans, black shirt, black shoes, just...
Ultimately, none of that stuff even matters, you know.
Exactly.
I think the people that are complaining, like the guy who didn't even see you, they don't even know what they're talking
just
about.
Just like the people who don't like people who staunchly don't like us, like they're never gonna like us, you know. There's nothing we can do to change that. They're gonna be pissed at us the whole time. We just have to not care, which, you know, we do.
Which is perfect. I mean, like you said, you're not gonna please everybody. They're a polarizing band, and.
Exactly. None of this is serious, you know. We're, as Chris says, we're just a bunch of kids got signed and then started.
But clearly, you're having fun, though.
Yeah.
See, as a fan, that's important. Somebody enjoying what they're doing, having fun on stage, you know. I mean, even I have some bootleg recordings, and I listen to your shows over in Europe, and you're always having fun on stage, getting the crowd into it, you know, getting the wall of death going, and you know, it's all about having fun. And I've never heard anybody say anything about, since this record came out, about the whole Viking thing. I think it's just people don't know you guys.
Particularly that guy that reburned the album without Back Through Time on it.
Yeah.
Like some guy emailed him saying, I really love the album, but this song because blah, 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 pagans, Odin, Thor, haha, blah, blah, blah. And he reburned the album without the first track. It was like, seriously?
Well, the record's been out long enough. This is like your second run through the States. You can only tour the States for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Camelot.
Exactly, Camelot. It's been so long, you know. How many beers have you had today?
This is my second.
That's what they all said. Second one. Really, officer? I've only had two beers.
How many margaritas have you had?
Yeah, there is.
All right.
Margaritas or rum or everything else. This is my second beer.
So when are you done with the whole Back Through Time touring, promotion,
year,
all that?
I guess.
Are you doing the Summerfest?
A bunch.
Well, you're obviously not doing the Sonosphere.
That is the most gutting news.
Because I know it was your goal in life.
Second stage.
Big week. It was a big ass show.
It's outdoor, 35,000 people, main stage. It's like, and then we...
I think it's awesome you got booked for it.
We landed in the US, in our TM. Like, oh, got something through and I went to see them and they were like, have you heard? I'm like, what? Sonosphere's cancelled? I'm like, nah, it's not. There's no way it's cancelled. And then they released the announcement yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was like, are you kidding me? Because we were like, of all the shows this year, that was the one I think everybody was really looking forward to going out on. And then it was just like...
What was it about that one?
It's
that
the
you
UK.
Were so
like, it's a huge show.
It's
like,
big. It's a big pop rock festival.
Yeah.
So getting a chance to play in front of crowds that you normally don't get to play in front of.
Like, we played Sonosphere last year, but we were in the tent, and like the tent was, as usual, overpacked. And they brought us back, because they were like, you guys killed it, go out on the main stage, see what you do. It's like, yes, because the UK, we do have a hard time with UK festivals. They don't seem to like us.
I think stuff's changing this year. Like,
after we
did like a big UK tour like in February and summer, and people realised, oh wow, this band's good, people like
it. We have like management companies coming up to us and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like management companies who could have got involved with it years ago.
Right. Hey guys, I hear you're popular now, should we do the coffee? He's like,
we have our management goal.
We don't
know.
Well, do you care what bands you play with on tour? Does it matter
to you? To extent.
Or is it as long as you get to tour, you get
paid? We don't care what music play, as long as the people are good and the atmosphere is good.
That's it.
I'd tour with anyone.
I'd much rather tour with like a black metal band if they're like class guys instead of like a folk metal band who are a bunch of idiots. It's more about you enjoy yourself. If you don't enjoy yourself on tour, like we've done really shitty tours with a couple of old German bands called Gravedigger.
But we've done some amazing tours with like, you know, just bands you would issue, we get all
even
this stuff.
Even the Heathen Fest, you know, it was class, like just us kidding around, and then like Belfagor on it as well, and then who were alright from what we've heard from them, they were really good guys. And then we went out, when was it? Was it 2000? No, it was last year I think. And we did the Big Pagan Fest over in Europe. Oh, the Hagen Fest even. Last year was like Tour Assessment Troll.
Arcona
Troll Fest and that was an Icelandic band called Skalmold.
I just such amazing fun, just think. It's all about the people you tour with. I don't think everyone who plays in the band like of this sort of level, they start getting disillusioned with the music and they don't really care, oh, I hate this style of music. No one really says that. It's all just about, you know, decom the people you have fun.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing.
It becomes less about
It's less about music and more about having a good time.
More about
I do hear that.
If you're gonna be around these people for weeks at a time, you know, you've got to. It's the same in between members of bands. You've got to not mind them being around all the time because you're living in a small enclosed space on the buses for a month or whatever. So.
No, I totally understand. You've got to get touring guy. I totally get that.
It just completely drains your soul.
It's like when you're saying it is, you got to be happy going on a tour. I mean, it's I can't imagine how stressful and how horrible of a life it really truly is.
It's all right.
It's you survive like
on a tour like this, everything's great.
Oh yeah, I mean these tours were well taken care of. We know everybody on the crew as well, so it's like we turn up, everybody knows how we work, and we just turn up, go click 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 on. Oh, there we go. We're running, you know.
What do you guys do to have fun while you're on tour?
Drink.
Okay, aside from drinking,
sample local cuisine.
So you do like to go out and check out the...
We do Chipotle.
We generally end up in burrito places.
Chipotle? I actually eat there a lot.
Yeah, well that was the big thing, we just went down and with burritos, I was just like, yes.
So you don't, do you find you try to take advantage of whatever locale you're in? Like, wow, you know, I'll probably never be here.
Well, I'm in
Worcester.
We've done the US so many times now, I think we're getting...
We're really looking forward to tomorrow again because you know, New York City is like tourism.
Go out in New York and be like, ah, there's that thing we climbed last time.
So what will you do in New York City? I mean, it's
wander around.
I mean, there's nothing but shopping. Come on, what are you gonna do there?
Shop, probably.
Actually, go to the FAO Schwartz, the toy store, and play around.
I don't know. We've actually got a friend coming up from Baltimore, who's never been to New York City, so we're gonna be his tour guide, which is really backwards.
Yeah.
You know, us getting a guy from the Eastern Seaboard around New York City is going to
be... He'll never be heard from again.
so fun. Yeah, I mean, New York's always good fun. Like, we like hitting the big cities because it's the place you see it.
Yeah.
For us, like, we grew up watching movies of New York, and then it's like, oh, I'm here. Oh, okay.
You mentioned that you, like, you'll talk to the fans, hang out with the fans, and that's what I've noticed when I've seen you guys around. You know, you make yourselves accessible.
But backstage is boring.
Yeah, like, this is the most depressing one.
Yeah,
it's cold and damp.
In Soviet Russia.
It's kind of metal, too. It's very metal, cold, damp.
It's kind of that thing so, where you'd expect something like Hellhammer to be doing an interview in here or something.
I mean, maybe if it was like, you know, all the bands were hanging out here and there's loads of alcohol flowing and a party.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not. Never happens.
The party always comes with the fans, you know. You go out, you speak to people, you get a beer or vodka or whatever, and have a chat and meet people.
Save money that way. People are gonna buy it. You know.
You're in a pirate band. Have a
blow. I won't name them, but a drummer of a very famous thrash band actually said that That's why he likes to hang out with fans, because he gets free booze that way. It's like he doesn't have to pay for drinks. I mean, he's being honest.
Everybody wins.
The gets to be the rival. The animal gets to get drunk.
Exactly.
Well, I guess I get points for being honest. All right, so I can't convince you to play Terran High Seas, right?
No.
But we'll play Black Sails of Midnight.
Yeah.
Thank you. And again, if I yell out songs, if I get the crowd, force your hand.
If we remember.
Depends on what they ask for.
Yeah,
if they ask for a good song, yeah. If they ask for a bad song,
you will get a horrible report.
Well, I will say I want to hear some cover songs that, not necessarily live, but recorded cover songs that are in the spirit of Alestorm, and that you guys are really, you just like to have a good time. So I want to hear, I'd love to hear you guys do something more in the pop rock realm, cover songs that are, I'm trying to think of a perfect example, but especially something from the 80s that was, I don't know, maybe like the Eddie Murphy song. You know the Eddie Murphy song? He had a hit with My Girl Likes to Party All the Time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's so geared because you guys are so easygoing and laid back. And
we do, generally do stupid covers.
Yeah, I mean, we might do that thing that all those bands do, just do a cover album at some point.
Kind of fun. It was, hey, maybe you have some fun with it though too.